Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
This is just so brutal, and yet I can't look away.
Y94.
So as we kind of transition out of that, something we've done before on the show, and I think we just called it Silly Things You Believed as a Kid. And that was, I think the first time we did it was after Donna the Deer Lady. After we talked to Donna, and she legit thought, okay, deer crossing signs. This is where deer cross. This is where they go across the street. They know, for whatever reason, this is your special place to cross on the highway or whatever the case might be. I think that's the first time we did that, and we just called it Stupid Things You Once Believed. And then as we kind of got into the conversation, we realized most of these were based out of your childhood. And we haven't done it in a really long time, and I was reminded of it yesterday while we were running some errands for the radio station, and I discovered that one of our interns actually was under the impression, because I thought they were joking at first, but honestly under the impression that as far as traffic lights go, green means go, red means stop, and yellow means speed up because it's going to stop. And I laughed really hard because, I mean, he gunned it. Like, he went really, really fast. And I'm like, you really wanted to make that light? And he's like, well, you have to. You're supposed to.
No.
No. No, that
slow down.
It's like telling you to slow down because it's about to turn red. And for whatever reason, I don't know if somebody made a joke. He didn't know where it came from. But this kid was 19, 20 years old. I don't think he can drink yet. So he's between being able to work here and not able to drink. He actually thought you're supposed to speed it up. And Maggie and I had to crush this to this poor kid yesterday.
Yes.
And I think we just changed his entire life. But it inspired me that we should probably do that on the show again. Things that you had this misunderstanding, you actually thought this is how it worked when you were younger, and then at some point in your life you realize, oh, I'm mistaken. What is the thing you actually believed one time? And it could be something like the traffic light, or maybe it's even in your adult years. With like Donna, the woman was, I want to say she was like 37, 38 years old, and then we have to destroy her spirits in national spotlight. No, that's not what deers do. I'm sorry, my dear. You are wrong. Things you actually believed once, probably when you were a kid. 237 hits, or you can text 35270.
Now is the time to declare yourself.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Do not be fooled by their cuteness. Wake up.
Y94.
Y94 is the number one hit music station of Fargo-Moorhead and the Red River Valley. For the Playhouse in the morning, 747 in the morning and 40 degrees. And rainy in Fargo-Moorhead at 237 hits. You can text 35270. Talking about those things that you actually believed once, but then you realize, oh no, that's not how it works. Now, it's probably stuff that you really believed when you were younger. When you were a child, you got this idea in your head, and then you discovered as you aged, that's not how it works. What was the instance for you?
Well, when I was a kid, I watched black and white movies or TV with my mom. And I asked her, when was it that the trees got color? Or when did people finally get color? I didn't understand, like, that black and white was the TV. I thought that, like, the world was black and white.
And you actually thought, well, I suppose Wizard of Oz, too, doesn't help that. You actually would get the impression, like, oh, and all of a sudden, the world had color.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you. That one's actually really adorable. Thank you so much for calling in. 237 Etsy text 35270 if that's easier for you this morning. Maggie, as you kind of peek at the text club there, what are a few of those?
Somebody's saying, I'm 17 and I found out just 2 years ago that chocolate milk doesn't come from brown cows. My grandpa used to bring tiger meat to the lake for the 4th of July when I was a kid. It wasn't until I was 30 that someone told me that tiger meat is actually made of hamburger. I believed that white chickens laid white eggs and brown chickens laid brown eggs. And as a kid, I used to think that the price you paid per gallon was the price you actually paid for an entire tank of gas.
Which would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Imagine, I just spent like under $3 today. Look at that. Not bad. Not bad. For you, you actually believed what?
Well, I was brought up that if you were a good worker and a hard worker, that you'd be recognized for that. But now as an adult, it seems like the better you are with your interpersonal skills, it doesn't matter how hard of a worker you are, that's what it is that gets you rewarded.
I have seen, too, that brown nosing maybe actually beats hard work in a lot of workplaces.
Or who you know.
I'm the boss's drinking buddy. We like to hang out and be best friends, so I'm going to move forward in the company. It has nothing to do with my skills or my right. knowledge or really anything else whatsoever. Hi, what did you actually believe once?
Well, I'm 32 now, but when I was 14, 15, my aunt always told me whenever I had to go get my car oil change done, make sure they changed out the air in the tires from summer air to winter air or vice versa, and to also fill my blinker fluid.
Oh, no. You're one of the blinker fluid people?
Yes, I would ask them to do that, and all they would tell me is give me a look and then just say, yes, ma'am, sure, yep, we'll do that.
I wonder if they're trained, like, don't embarrass anyone.
Well, yeah, I thought I had to change out the tires from winter air to summer air and put blinker fluid in my car.
So what age would you guesstimate that you finally, like, realize, oh, my God, that's not how it works?
Like 17.
Oh, well, listen, we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. There's something that at one point in your life, you actually believe this is how it works. And then you realize, oh, no, I was mistaken.
See, I feel like this is something dads would do to kids more. Because mm-hmm. I remember my dad telling us stuff all the time.
Yep.
All the time. Like, we were, and I don't know if it's just because there was two of us, but in the mall, if we would take off on him, we would usually take off in opposite directions.
Right.
So he always told us that the mall security guy was going to come get us if we weren't behaving and take us to the dungeon.
And you actually thought,
we believed him.
There's a dungeon at West Acres.
There's a dungeon at West Acres Mall, yeah.
Well, actually, little do you know.
There is.
You take a left at Spencer, and it's just right down the hall. Not everybody knows about the dungeon, Maggie.
Right, right.
Not everyone knows. So what is the instance where you were proven, oh, no, that's not how it works? You actually believed this one time. 237, it's text 35270. More of those in a couple of minutes. And at 8:15, some free money.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Let's go!
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. News and weather in a couple of minutes. 8:15 this morning. We become the Payhouse. Try to give you some free money. Right now, we're chatting about 237 hits. You can always text us at 35270 as well. The things that probably when you were younger, you actually believed. And then at some point in your life, you realize, oh, no, I was mistaken. That's not how the world works. And granted, it's not an example of the childhood, really. But I think probably the best thing to point to is an example of what we mean would be Donna the Deer Lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always remember her. She actually thought deer crossing signs, the deer know to cross there. We probably should move those to somewhere safer. That would be an example of kind of that, maybe not that bad, but that level of thing, you know, kind of what we mean. For you, what was the thing you actually believed once?
I used to believe that people in other states spoke other languages. So when we'd go out of town to visit my relatives in, like, Minnesota and, like, in Nebraska, I'd always be practicing other languages. And it was a real shocker when, you know, I'd get there to visit and I'd be like, oh, okay, they speak English. This is good. And then I'd hear everyone else speaking English.
Oof, I thought I was going to have to learn my Minnesotan.
Yeah, well, kind of after seeing the movie, the TV show Fargo,
yeah.
Kind of got to learn the new words, eh?
No kidding, don't you know? Thank you so much for calling in. And you just said, you betcha. I'd have giggled real hard.
You betcha.
When I was younger, I used to think that serial killer meant that you take cereal boxes and you throw them on the ground.
That you're actually murdering cereal.
Yes.
Gotcha. I had a period of time where I did also think there's a connection between cereal, the food, and serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand what it was. I just knew cereal was somehow involved. I don't know what it is, but Now, in terms of ones we're seeing in the text club, Maggie, there's a whole bunch, but maybe you could grab a few of those.
My middle brother told my baby brother that Dalmatians could put out fires with their spit. Baby bro believed that until he was in his 20s. My roommate grew up on a farm and was told by her parents that their TV only worked when it rained. She believed this for far, far too long. The rumble strips on the highway are for blind drivers. Took me 7 years to realize. Well played, Dad. My mom told my sister that they only named hurricanes after girls, otherwise they would be himicanes. And as a kid, my dad convinced me there was a species of mountain goat that had evolved with longer legs on one side so it could balance on the steep slopes.
You actually believe this, probably when you were a kid, and then you learned it is not the case. What was it?
Well, I was number 6 out of 9 kids, and our mom nursed us all, and my next sibling was 5 years younger than me, so, you know, I was an inquisitive 5-year-old when I first saw her nursing,
And I asked her what she was doing, and she said, this one's milk and this one's orange juice. So I went and got a glass and said, can I have some orange juice, please? Like, she was a human spigot.
So did she have to explain to you, like, no, this really isn't orange juice? Or what did she say?
I don't remember how I found out, but I think I told my siblings, Mom's got orange juice. I'm going to go get some or something. And they're like, no, you idiot.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You are unreliable. You are often incoherent. And then when you do make sense, you are surly and rude.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining.
Y94.